97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
you should have let that keep playing. Kim was jamming out over here.
Know it.
It looks like Linkin Park is hitting the road for their first tour since the passing of lead singer Chester Bennington, with some fresh talent joining the lineup.
Boo!
The Grammy-winning
Sammy
band.
Hagar?
It is Sammy Hagar, actually.
He did that successfully once.
Once what?
Replaced a lead singer.
He did do that very successfully once, but go ahead. We interrupt.
It's fine. The Grammy-winning band is preparing to release their eighth album. It's going to be called From Zero. So they're going to head out on tour with a new singer and songwriter. Her name is going to be Emily Armstrong. You might know her. She's the co-founder of the alternative rock band Dead Sarah. They also have a new drummer that is Colin Britton. He's a rock producer, so they're going to head out on the road.
I've got all of Dead Sarah's music personally.
She's not a very good singer. We were watching it earlier. There's Dead some clips Sarah. Out there, and it's not good. But, hey, maybe it'll turn out better. You may have heard about this. On Tuesday, a document claiming to be a comprehensive media plan for Travis Kelce's public relations following a breakup with Taylor Swift went viral. It features the logo of the PR firm Full Scope, which just happens to be Travis Kelce's PR firm. It outlines strategies for handling the alleged breakup through interviews and talking points. However, Full Scope put out a press release yesterday stating that the rumors are just not true. This document was originated from a now-deleted Reddit post, and it's prompted Full Scope to work with Reddit's legal team and is considering legal action. Supposedly, they were going to break up on September 28th. But
she was at the game last night.
Yeah, thank you.
With his dad.
Yes.
Yeah. As if that makes sense. Here's the date in the future. I will break up with
when they're going to. We're just planning this out, so it's all legal.
So now they're going to have to push the date out a little bit.
Winky of course, it would make sense because she's going to release a new song about how he broke her heart, and she could coincide that with the date.
And that's not scheduled to come out, I think, until 2025.
Oh,
okay, they have
right.
some time.
I got it.
Actor Michael Keaton is returning to his original name. It's Michael Douglas, if you didn't know. This is after 5 decades in Hollywood, portraying iconic roles such as Batman and Beetlejuice. When he first joined the Screen Actors Guild, he had to adopt the Keaton name due to the rules prohibiting duplicate names, as both actor Michael Douglas and talk show host Mike Douglas had already registered. So
wow.
Now he's going to go by Michael Keaton Douglas.
Is this like John Cougar Mellencamp? He dropped the cougar for
pretty
a while,
much.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why it pays to have a last name like St. Ange, because how many people do you know with a last name St. Ange?
Yeah, this is true.
About three.
Three?
Your mom and your dad.
Yeah, my mom, my dad, my sisters, and me. Okay.
That is odd. But what is he? I saw the previews for Beetlejuice the other day. He looks the same.
He
must be the makeup.
He's the best part of that movie, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. Like, you've been in Hollywood for 30 years, and now you're just like, hey, I'm going to do it. Like, we already know who you are. Why change it?
But he's Batman. Go ahead.
Makes him feel better about himself. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is teaming up with Hormel's Black Label to make cinnamon-flavored bacon a reality. The limited edition product delivers a sugary crust with a delicious balance of cinnamon, sugar, salt, and savory bacon taste. It's going to be available at Walmart locations starting Monday, September 26th, if you want to get your bacon.
Yeah, I like brown sugar bacon for sure. I guess I wouldn't mind that. That $1 million bacon is outstanding.
What's $1 million bacon?
That's where they put the brown sugar on it and cook the bacon. And
like caramelized or whatever they call it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Very close to
it. Don't put it in grits, though, I hear.
You could. But somebody made fun of you yesterday when you said something about adding cinnamon
brown
to
sugar.
Grits, brown sugar.
I don't know. Every time I hear about these new foods that come out, I'm just like, we're just going down, down, down with our food quality, and then our diseases are going up, up, up. There's a direct correlation, by the way.
How many donuts did you have today, Kim?
I had two.
Okay.
Moving on.
A Flint couple spent their honeymoon behind bars after the groom allegedly purposely hit and killed one of his groomsmen with his SUV. Their wedding took place at a pizzeria, and then the argument happened outside a house where the celebration continued. Now, the driver is going to be charged with one count of secondary degree murder, while his 21-year-old wife was charged with accessory after the fact to a felony. They got into an argument. They didn't say what the argument was about, but
the man and woman or the groomsman?
The groom and his groomsman got into an argument, and he just ran him over, apparently.
As we all do, you know? That seems justified.
Here's your groomsman gift.
Wow, could be one of those twisted stories where the groomsman had an affair with the wife.
Oh, yeah. I hope
not. Found out about it
and
on his wedding night.
She told him and then...
But then you think he would probably ran over his bride too, though. I don't know. Maybe not. A Florida man, his name was Alex Kudlak. He was arrested after drunkenly trying to shoot a tree, but instead fired bullets into his neighbor's home. The incident forced the family and a young child to take cover and call 911. When deputies asked Kudlak why he had decided to shoot the tree, he candidly replied, "I'm a dumbass." He's now in jail on a $17,000 bond, facing several charges, including shooting into a dwelling and child endangerment.
Wow. Mm. What, I mean, was this like a rural area or was it in the neighborhood, did it say?
No, it just was.
Not that it matters. Yeah. You're dumb enough to shoot
is
into a tree.
Is this like target practice or he was mad at the tree?
He was just shooting a tree.
Oh,
you
okay.
know, sometimes you just got to shoot a tree. It was probably coming right at him. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced that it uncovered $5 million worth of methamphetamines concealed inside watermelons. The discovery occurred at a facility in San Diego when a 29-year-old man driving a commercial tractor trailer attempted to bring the shipment into the country. During a secondary inspection, officers unloaded the watermelon and found 1,220 packages wrapped in paper disguised as part of the fruit shipment.
Oh, so it wasn't inside the watermelon.
No,
it was covered up by watermelons.
Watermelons.
Wow.
Exactly. If you look up the photos, it's hilarious.
They are kind of funny.
Doing that right now.
Fake watermelons. All right.
Fake watermelon meth. That's what I'm Googling.
Next. It's true.
Watermelon.
Coming up, we'll get to Jay Ashcroft, Secretary of State, on the abortion language ruling by a court.